Hey everyone, before we start the show, just wanted to make an announcement introducing our new sponsors, Treehouse Teas, which is a boutique tea company based in Honolulu, Hawaii. They specialize in Hawaii-grown teas and botanicals. They work directly with farmers to bring their customers the largest assortment of 100% Hawaii-grown teas at the most affordable pricing. Check them out on Instagram at treehouse.teas and use order code SLEEPTIMESOVER to receive 10% off your order. And our second sponsor introduction is the man known as Earl Kakaako. He, of course, has two locations in Kaimuki and in Kakaako. They bring their take on classic American sandwiches. Every weekend, specials coming out. The regular menu item is always fantastic. Anyone who's had an Earl sandwich can attest to this. It's always great. Please check them out. They've been down since day one. Earl don't flex for the gram, as he always says, they flex for you. And be sure to mention when you're at Earl Kakaako, Sleep Time's Over, to receive 10% off your order.
You're now listening to Sleep Time's Over.
Sleep Time is over, baby.
Welcome back, gang, to another episode of Fitness, the other F word. As you can see, we are in beautiful Studio Havana, Ole and Ola. We're not medical doctors. This is not medical advice. If you don't know, now you know. My name is Summer Lee, a.k.a. Gabe Cash. And I'm joined, as always, by the man with the plan, Aaron Sakai, a.k.a. Ray Tango.
It might quite possibly be the most ridiculous intro shtick of not only in Hawaii, national, worldwide programming, podcasting, documentary, foreign press.
Golden Globes.
And let me tell you something about the Golden Girls that you kept going for 2 weeks, all right? I didn't know what you were going to mention. If you were going to mention Blanche, you mentioned more Betty White shows, Car 54, I don't know. But you're running with it. You're doing this whole thing. It's fine. Live your best life.
Thank you.
Okay.
Thank you.
All right. I still like you. It's not.
It's not a deal breaker.
Quite frankly, right? Let me address something right now before you go into whatever you're going to get into, which I don't fucking know.
Right.
I'm going to say something right now that just happened. We recorded this show Tuesday night. Come here. We recorded this show Tuesday night. And you have something that's called an Instagram profile.
Yes, I do.
All right. That's number one, everyone.
Yes.
You have an Instagram, Swayze808.
Swayze808.
Now, I proceeded, before we record this show, Tuesday evenings, I look at Swayze, at Swayze808's Instagram, is what they call it.
Yes.
And I see something that she posted on there. And she posted, yet again, a multiple of the same situation. I scroll it. What the bloody fuck are you doing with the Instagram? All right? If you listened to last week or watched, I brought up something that she did where she's jumping over and she's fondling women. So.
Accidentally!
Everything's day. That's what they all say.
Oh, God.
And you're doing it.
Hashtag me too.
You flopped around. I got kind of like offended and aroused at the same time.
It happens.
And then you did it again. You did it again.
I did.
And then you posted both of them.
I did.
What are you doing?
Okay, it just, my ego was a little bruised when I didn't land that jump the first time.
We all are a little bruised watching that.
Clearly, I get it. I know. But I just, my brittle, fragile ego, I needed to have some redemption. I needed people to understand that I can do the jump. I can do it. So that was
clearly, yes. We saw all of it. We saw all the footage.
All of it. The multiple times it was posted and reposted by moi.
It's a sick joke is what you do.
I know. That's it. I'm not doing any more tumbling or flipping or jumping. That was it. I promise.
Can we make this episode about social media? More specifically, your social media.
Okay. Influencer.
Now, yeah, you're influencing something. I don't know, someone. But you're going on there. You post the clips of the show. You God bless you. But then if it's not that, it's you tumbling, jumping, fondling. I don't know what you're doing. Can we get some clarity here?
It's to
this profile.
I got it out of my system.
You sure?
I got it out of my system.
And keep in mind, the motive of this all was to get emails.
Yes.
Emails, which we did an email listener show.
We did.
Granted, it was only two.
We got more emails, by the way.
Are you serious?
I am dead serious.
From real people?
Yes. So,
if it's working, I'm not buying it, but I think it's working. Okay, fine. Okay. Swayze 808. And you know, for the fact that we're promoting an email in 2021,
I know.
You got fuckers doing TikToks already. You got people selling Bitcoin. We're talking about let's get an email going.
You can fax us later at our fax number. Say 087.
Page me later. 823.
Might be per 8008135.
Rice.
Yes.
Oh,
but
Lord.
Please,
well,
do email.
With that said, that is my piece. What are we doing today?
Duly noted. So, for today.
All right.
Actually, this is an important topic,
oh,
I think.
Shit.
So, we're going to be talking about sleep. Okay?
Wow.
I know. Yeah. Half of you are like rolling your eyes and you're like, oh, God. I promise I'm going to try and judge this up and make it as important as possible. But what I was going to do was, first, obviously, get your take on it, because you are the professional here, about sleep and about how it affects performance and your clients and stuff like that.
I suppose.
And then what I wanted to do is, just broadly speaking, talk about why it's important. Again, I'm always going to throw it back to Aaron and see what he says, because I, as everybody knows, I am a giant nerd, so I've nerded out on this for a while now. So I've read a lot. I'm not an expert by any means. And then to say, like, what are some recommendations to get better sleep? Because I also have lots of thoughts about that. And I wanted to see what your thoughts were on my thoughts on sleep.
Obviously, the cops have been called and the fire department have been called to shut that topic down.
I know.
Okay?
Every time.
Coincidence?
It's right,
I don't
right
know.
Now. They're coming.
Somebody
we
called.
We have to hurry. We have to hurry because they're coming.
Somebody called. They don't want to hear about sleeping.
Work with us here, okay? This is very important.
So you want to talk about sleeping?
Yes. So,
yes.
Why is it important? Why do you think, as a fitness professional,
thank you,
like, why is it important? Because I want to make sure that our listeners understand why it is important. Because it is super important.
Well, first of all, if you're not sleeping, if you're having trouble sleeping, you're probably not working out.
Yeah.
There's something else going on.
Yeah.
If you're an insomniac, you're probably not working out. Highly doubt. I'd be surprised if you were.
That's true.
So, because if you're working out, the recovery is needed, of course. We talked about this last week with protein.
Mm-hmm.
So, it's breezy to me. It's really good.
That's why I did the
hairspray for the loss. So, we're talking about recovery. We're talking about recovery, and when you think of recovery, that's sleeping. Because when you're sleeping, that's when the hormonal kick comes in to play.
That's right.
To help build muscle, what have you. So if you're not doing that, so if you work out, if you're a person that works out during the day,
mm-hmm,
and then for some reason stays up till 2 and then maybe wakes up at 6, you're not getting where you're trying to get with your fitness goals. I'm pretty sure.
Yeah, I mean, you've built some serious roadblocks to kind of reaching your goals.
Correct.
Yeah.
So we got to look at that. So then we look at, are you working out or not with this no sleep situation?
Mm-hmm.
And then if that's the case, if you're not sleeping at all, why is that the case, basically?
Why, yeah.
We have to look at the why.
The why.
So there's going to be a bunch of questions just to ask of the why. Where it's going to lead to something. Are you thinking too much? Are you overthinking something? Thinking about work, anxiety, thinking about the tomorrow,
right,
having to do something, thinking about what happened that day that pissed you off or got you sad or what? So you have all of that stuff to deal with.
Mm-hmm.
So do you have an outlet to deal with all of that stuff, which will then lead to you going to sleep? So that's, then, yeah. Right? So then all the meditation people are going to come out of the woodwork and be like, yeah. And then you're going to have those guys. And then you're going to have just the people that just, what is the relaxation techniques that each person has? Do they fall asleep in front of the TV
have techniques that they use, right?
Do they just knock out? Do they just drink till they just pass out? Do they do some kind of sedative? Do they some, you know, melatonin?
Tryptophan or whatever.
Right, yeah. Whatever. Do they do box wine Franzi and stare in the mirror and then take the Valiums? I didn't know you were a Valium fan, but then go figure. Is it? So the night is a weird aura for people.
That is a really good point.
The night is a weird aura.
It's an X factor.
You're right. It signifies the end of the day, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Where are you at the end of the day? Are you confident about what took place in the end of the day? Are you exhausted just entirely from a big morning and afternoon?
Yeah, yeah.
So, I don't know. I don't want to make it too complex here. But
it's a big topic, right? I mean, it could be a big topic.
Well, yes, it is, because a lot of people have trouble with this. A lot of people can say, I get 6 hours of sleep, I'm good.
Yeah.
6 hours every day, I'm good. A lot of people say, I need 8 hours of sleep.
Like, what for you personally, what would you say is optimal? Not necessarily that you get it all the time, because real world is real world, but like, for you, what do you think would be optimal?
Minimum six.
Minimum six.
I would shoot for six.
Shoot for six, okay.
Right.
Yeah.
So you got that. You have people that say, I need my 8 hours of sleep. You have people that they're working late, and then they got to get up because they have kids in the morning. So then they have limited hours.
Mm-hmm.
Then it comes to, are you taking a nap during the day? Are you not taking a nap during the day? Does that screw you up if you take a nap during the day?
Yeah, yeah. That's another one too, right?
Right. So they always say the recommendations for sleep is 8 hours a day or 6 to 8 hours a day. That's what they say. Is that possible?
Right.
Are you okay with doing that? Are you okay to force yourself to sleep? Usually you can't really force yourself to sleep.
That's
so
true.
So there's that situation.
Yeah.
And then you got the other psychological thing. There's a lot of things here.
There is a lot.
Then you got the one person who needs to get up super early, so then they psych themselves out the entire night because they need to make sure that they get up at a certain hour.
Yes.
That they don't end up going to sleep early, and they just keep thinking about, I'm not going to wake up. I'm not going to wake up. So I'm just going to be staying up here, and I'm not going to know what to do.
That's
and
right.
And then 3 hours later, you got that.
So that's a lot. Yeah.
Right?
So we're still talking about the why sleep is important. I always kind of think about, I remember this one sleep expert was saying, like, to put it into perspective of how important this is, one of the most effective ways that counterintelligence or anti-terrorism units use for when they're torturing somebody is sleep deprivation.
Oh.
It works better than waterboarding or whatever else they do, but sleep deprivation is like the best way to break somebody's spirit.
So how do we do this?
So what I'll do is you just lie out here and I'm just going to keep all the lights on, and then I'll pin back your eyeballs like, you know,
that's what they do?
Orange. Oh. Yeah, actually that's what they do. They really do that.
They pin the eyeballs open.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
And they blast like super loud death metal, and they come in and shake them and stuff. And,
oh, I see what you're saying.
And I've read stuff like, you will go crazy because your mind needs sleep.
Right.
So I always think about that when people say, I only need 3 hours of sleep. And it's like, really? Your brain's not that superhuman. You're not that amazing.
It's just clowns. You know what I mean?
Yeah. So to just keep that in mind. Sleep is super important. It's like a foundational thing. And I think It's important, not just physically, I mean, obviously physically, but also from your mental performance. Like, I know I feel I'm more irritable. I'm certainly not as kind as I could be when
Oh, you got that right.
When I only have like six. Six is kind of rough for me, you know.
Really?
Yes.
I need to sleep eight.
No, not eight, but what? Like to seven? Feel like, let's do this, seven.
Really?
Yeah. I blame my scoliosis. Anyway. It's important, right?
Everyone needs sleep. Bottom line, we're
saying you need it. I do you think, like, in terms of somebody were to come to you and say, hey, Aaron, I've been sedentary and I'm trying to get back into fitness. Is that the first thing, is to address the sleeping and then look at everything else? Or is it kind of like you look at it holistically? Let's look at the sleep.
That's going to come into play. That's going to be like a top five question.
Mm-hmm.
That has to be. It won't be... It w- wouldn't be the number one thing or the first thing I say
right.
or ask, but it's going to lead to that path. I mean, there's always going to be a traditional 5 question or more, depending on the person.
Yeah.
Like, what are you here for?
Yeah.
Like, why are you here? Why are you deciding to work out? What is the reason for this? What is the goal? Just keep asking why.
Mm-hmm.
And then you ask, then from there, what is your, if they go from weight loss, what is your diet?
Yeah.
And then you go for that. Then you go from what is your sleep? And then that's going to be the factor. What time do you go to sleep? What's your job schedule? Where are you at? Are you graveyard? Are you working in the morning?
And yeah. Yeah.
So it's all factoring into how is this guy going to add exercise into his life? Or gal. So
yeah.
It's going to be definitely a major question.
I know you mentioned like how a lot of people might keep them up at night because they've got stuff on their minds. Like, did you find that a lot of your clients will say that in the sense of it's I just have so much on my head in my head and I
right
it kind of tumbles around in there.
Oh yeah, that's come up, of course. I mean, that's do you have consistent sleep is a whole other thing too. There's going to be the one person that's going to say, oh, you know, I was just so tired, I just went to sleep at 8 o'clock. It was just nuts. You got that guy.
Yeah.
Then you got the one, I was working up late, then I had to eat late, and then, oh, it's 2 a.m, and I went to sleep. I didn't go to sleep till 2 a.m.
Yeah.
So, consistent sleep is the hardest one of all.
With everything in life, right? Consistency.
You notice a pattern? So that's the thing. Does someone truthfully, honestly say that they can go to sleep at 10 p.m. every single night?
Mm-hmm.
Some people can do that with getting up.
Yeah.
People are really strong at getting up at the same hour, more so than picking out a certain time at night to go to sleep consistently. It's a very interesting phenomenon that you see with people that they'll be like, I went to sleep at 2, but I still wake up at my usual time of 6. You still got that.
Yeah, I know.
It's a phenomenal thing. Like, they have an internal alarm that they just automatically know when to get up.
Okay.
But not knowing when to shut down.
Okay.
People have a hard time shutting down.
That is a great segue then, because now what I wanted to do is kind of share with you stuff that I've read about in terms of how to address those things, and I want to bounce it off of you and see what you think.
Oh, wonderful.
So how to shut down, because yes, that is a big thing. So what I've heard and read, and again, I'm not an expert in this, but I've read lots of thick books. Is that it has to do with the fact that our brains are kind of jumbled up with all the blue light that we are subjected to. So blue light comes out of phones like the one like that we're using right now,
right.
The lights here, your TV, computers. We right. live basically with this light beaming into our eyes.
Correct.
And so the theory is that your brain views the blue light, meaning it's still daytime, and so it doesn't produce enough melatonin, which means you're not tired. So even though it's right. dark out, you've
Correct.
Kind of messed that up.
Right.
So you might even and you might even have more cortisol than you should have, and cortisol will keep you up. Have you heard of that at all?
I've definitely have heard of that. Yes, and that is a legitimate thing, and it affects your eyes. It affects you just being able to see stuff clearly, seeing words.
Mm-hmm.
Making your eyes in such a tired state that you're not going to be able to read what's on the screen.
Yeah, yeah.
There's that situation.
Right.
That's why they created dark mode.
Yes.
That's why phones have dark mode, really.
Yes,
I mean, not only, I mean, if it looks cool, but it's because of the light.
Yeah.
Because you keep staring at this light.
Yeah.
And it helps. So, a little tip, if you're having trouble with eye strain or looking at your phone or you're starting to not be able to see the words, go to dark mode.
Dark mode, yeah. I'd have
it's
dark
a game
mode
changer.
On everything. Yeah.
Right. It's not something to look cool. It's actually a thing that will help you see better. That's what was created.
For performance,
And they also have those blue light glasses that I also have. Right.
I brought mine to show everybody.
Oh, how lovely.
So this one is very...
It's
these
blue.
Are from Zenni. Zenni? Zenni? Z-E-N-N-I. So there's no... Wait, I can't get it from my head.
You know how to put on glasses?
No, you put them in your ear, right? So these don't have, there's no prescription. All they do is they block blue light.
Right.
So you can get them more aggressive in the sense of you can get ones that are yellow. Oh, these
right.
are really dirty.
Shows how much you use them.
I use them like every night. So what I do is you're supposed to put them on when it gets dark, like around this time you start wearing these. But because I'm such a nerd about this stuff, the hour before I go to sleep.
Oh, good Lord.
I told Aaron before we started recording that you're going to roll your eyes so hard. So here we go. These are my hardcore anti-blue light glasses. I look like I'm Missy Elliott in a 2002 video.
You look like a gamer that's going to go on Twitch in like an hour. And it just, you look like you're going to do VR. You look like Ali G.
I do look like...
Can I just keep this going? I mean... That was actually not bad.
Not bad.
That was not bad off the cuff.
Okay.
You're walking around in your place of residence with these glasses on?
For the last hour, okay, I'm taking these off because
for the last hour
before I go to sleep, and like if I'm in bed reading on my phone or watching a video, I'm wearing these. So
isn't she great, everyone? Huh?
These are from Safety Blue, and they've got like these little spongy things.
Her, like, walking around her house with these glasses, it's cute, right?
So I pick up all the people I'm involved with, which is nobody.
Well, we don't have to go and say that's that. I'm just saying.
Kidding.
So
anyway, yeah, these are, these are super, again, if you're rolling your eyes, I get it. They're super ridiculous because they will only put red wavelengths in your
eyes. Okay, let's go all jokes aside here. You're wearing these at home here. You're not going to go out on the town.
No.
Unless you are. God forbid.
As socially awkward as I am, I know not to wear these, okay?
This will be the coup de grace of the socially awkwardness. So it's fine. I just... If eye strain is that big of an issue, you're in the privacy of your home.
That's
what you gotta do.
Yeah.
Because then that's gonna help you when you eventually gotta get out to do real stuff. So it's fine.
And I'm
It's totally fine.
If wearing these ridiculous things gets you better sleep, which gets you better performance at your job, means you can work out more, means you can spend more time with your family or your loved ones, and it positively influences your life, like, why not do it? That's how I look at it.
What time do you go to sleep at night usually?
So, supposedly, like, for optimum hormonal performance, it's supposed to be between 10 and 11.
I'm going to sleep at 2 in the morning.
No, I don't. I try to go to bed by 11.
You're serious?
I try. It doesn't mean I always do.
All right.
But, okay, like, if I'm up at 2 a.m., yeah. I did something really wrong because I'm a zombie at that point. Wow. Like, I can't think straight. I'm not making very good judgment calls on things.
Should I text you at 2 in the morning and see what you would say?
It's on Do Not Disturb, so it wouldn't work anyway.
Oh, that's FML. All right, fair enough. Fair enough.
10 to 11 is...
You're not alone. You're not alone there. That's it. Well over 50% of people out there watching this, listening to this,
yeah,
have these problems.
Yeah.
It's not an easy thing to figure out. It comes down... It's all individualized issues here.
Yeah.
Everybody's different as far as the term of sleep goes. It comes down to how are you... If you're incorporating with fitness, how are you... Is this helping you? How are you adjusting to it?
Mm-hmm.
Things of that nature.
Yeah, it is. So. It is. And it's one of those things where, unfortunately, there is no like immediate feedback necessarily where you put the glasses on and the very next day you're
like...
So
a new man.
She was right.
Right.
No, it's going to be like an accumulation, so you got to give it time and you might even have to play around with it. But I would suggest to me... That's one thing. Like, if you have a hard time winding down at night, to look at that. And you can there's even apps on the phone and stuff it will adjust the light that comes out of the phone or the computer. Like, one is Flux. I have it on everything. I have it on my laptop. I have it on my phones and stuff like that.
Right.
Okay. So there's stuff like that. If you have the opposite where, and I suffer from this, where in the morning you have a hard time getting up.
Okay.
Like, you're up, but you're like,
Right.
I mean, you might not just be a morning person. That's fine. But if you have a really, really hard time getting up, I've read that now you have the opposite where because your cycle is all messed up, you might have too much melatonin when you should have more cortisol. So one thing that I have not tried yet, but I wanted to try it at some point, but that means I have to buy a machine for it, is one of those SAD lights, seasonal affective disorder lights. You just like put it down and you stand in front of it and just kind of bathe in the light. Have you heard of that?
Isn't she something, everyone? Can you imagine her doing that? You already saw her with the glasses.
I know you don't.
Now let's picture a light and just Summer staring into a light, just staring away. Look at Summer right now, everyone. Stare at Summer's eyes right now.
I would like to try it.
You're liking it, don't you?
Have you bought this said light?
I have not.
Have you bought this said sad light?
I have not purchased said sad light yet. But I would like to, because I have a feeling that that would help. And you know what, gang? It could be all a placebo. You know, that's a real thing too, right? But I'm like, at this point, I don't care if it's a placebo. If it works, it works.
Let's get the root of the problem here. So you're telling me that you have these different glasses that you wear at night to help you to sleep.
Yes.
But then now you're wanting to get something to help you in the morning to help you to get less groggy.
Yes.
So you're telling me from morning to night, we got an issue here. Nothing is better than the other. Both are issues. Getting up and going to sleep early.
Well, I think in my case, it's not that... Well, that is a good question. I think because I wear the glasses and everything,
okay,
I don't have that issue anymore at night. Where once it's dark, like, I am tired. I would like to go to sleep. So I don't have that problem that a lot of people have where, like, they're like, I'm still wired. I don't have...
So then what are you getting this light for? What's the sad light
for? So the sad light is when I get up, I get up, but I'm just like, I'm really groggy and tired. So I'm thinking, and I've read that that can be a thing too.
So you have over melatonin. You have overstimulated
it
the melatonin.
Possibly.
Because of all your goggles.
Well, it's not because of the goggles. It just could be my timing might be a little off.
Okay.
Is that making
sense?
It's a difficult... I don't know if I... But...
You know what it sounds like to me? Okay. I'm just going to be real here.
Okay.
One, you're overthinking this whole sleep, not sleep, all this shit. Which is still pertinent information for this episode.
You're right.
I'm talking about you personally here.
Yes. So I will overthink everything.
I'm not making fun of the sad light. If that's something that you have as an issue in the morning, that's no. So be it. I'm just saying, it's going to look cute watching and staring into Summer's eyes. But on top of that, I just think you just need to let loose. Just have more fun.
I have a lot of fun.
At home? At your...
With my goggles, yes.
During the day, though, you're at school throughout the day.
Oh, yeah.
It's school.
Yes.
Right?
It is.
And then workout. You fight with your dad.
I fight with my dad a lot.
You tumble.
Physically.
And you post tumbling.
And jumping.
Jumping. And then that's basically your social media. You don't post anything else. And then that's your day.
That is my day.
Do you have anything else to help you unwind?
Hmm.
Besides working out, do you have a hobby?
Oh, I do have a hobby.
What? Oh, that's right. You designed
my custom shoes.
Shout out to the other things that Summer posts on the IG.
Oh,
rarely.
but that's not on my public account.
Oh, that's not. So see, she's public, private. She's coming and going.
I didn't want to dilute my message.
Put them in, put them out. Right, the message. The message is clear, isn't it? Isn't the message really clear? Yeah. So you do the painting, you design the shoes. Okay, that's a great hobby. Okay.
Yes, I do have a hobby.
All right. Just looking at what are other instrumentations or other side gigs, I guess, that'll help you. Get your mind off of school.
That's true.
Get your mind off all these things.
That's
know?
True, yeah.
Because working out is usually, it's good, but it doesn't always work.
Yeah.
I work out, it doesn't get my mind off of things, because, it's my job.
So it's strangely
specific to myself.
Right.
So maybe using some kind of other type of methods, like, and here is the segue, what about the ASMR?
I do love ASMR.
It's a thing, people.
I listen.
It's a thing.
Every
it's
night.
On YouTube. You can watch. It's going to be pretty much 90% women. 95% women. 98% of them are hot. And it's a thing. And they go from stuff like they're going shit like that to talking. They'll just whisper like this. And how's it going, guys?
Like, they'll do role play.
Role play.
I'm not a big fan of the role play.
Can I touch you? I want to touch you. And this kind of, and you're gonna be watching this video, right? And if you've never seen this before, you're gonna be like, "What the
you're
fuck?"
You're gonna think like, "Am I crazy? Like, what are we watching? This is insane."
Right. But it's a massive industry.
It's huge.
And it's basically you're just getting some attractive woman to go. I haven't seen a guy. I'm sure there's men.
Actually, my two favorite guys are guys.
Well, there you go.
Yeah.
There you go.
Because I don't like it. It should be... Oh, God. I've overthought this, too. It should be sensual, not sexual. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
So it's going to be appealing to the senses, but not sexual in nature. And I find like the ones with the pretty girls are a little too sexually oriented.
Right. But, and then they're just going to lead you to OnlyFans. But hey, that's what they all have.
Right.
And then they have moaning ones where the girl is moaning. They have like, I love you. I just want to know.
That one makes me uncomfortable.
Everything's going to be okay. Like
honey,
shit like that, right? And that's where you need to question your dating life at this point if you're watching these ASMR videos about a girlfriend.
Yeah, that's not
role playing. But
yeah.
Okay.
But
digress. Okay. The sex show was a few weeks ago.
Yeah.
But ASMR is a thing, and I have tried it where, and it does relax you. If you have to wear okay. So people that don't, you have to wear headsets.
Yes.
You have to wear headphones to do it.
Good point.
Because they're making all these noises with an intense microphone, usually like a dynamic mic, meaning that it picks up the sound without nothing. You know what I mean? So there's only the signified sound of them making the whispering or just making noises with their mouths.
Or the clicking or the crinkle. I like crinkle sounds.
Right.
Like crinkling.
Plastic, right. Like. So you're going to see all of these type of things. They're gonna be, sometimes they're licking the mic.
I don't like that one.
Yeah.
I stick to crinkles.
Right. But it's magnified in these headphones that you're
going to
be
wearing. They have the two the binaural mics, and then they'll do it on one side and
right, so then your left side is going
to
feel
this spatial feel to
it's a thing, everyone.
Again, it feels weird
thing.
But I like it.
It does for the most part work. I mean, of course you could be watching them and then watching them do all these things, and of course there's like that sexuality combo, but you're supposed to close your eyes.
It's supposed to make you sleepy, not excited.
Right. Some of them, well, no, I'm not, no comment. But I'm just saying that they have
to each their
various
own,
situations. Right.
Yeah.
I say I'm a believer in the thing. As silly as it is.
I am a believer too.
You know,
I am a believer too. Yeah.
It really does work.
That is actually what I'm normally watching with my red vision goggles is...
That's
ASMR
a
video.
That's a sight.
And there have been many a time where I fall asleep and I drop my phone right on my face. So.
Well, that's right, because you don't have a TV.
Yeah,
that's
I don't
right.
have a TV.
Wow. Well, that's a thing because I just put a buck on the TV. And it's simple.
Show
I just
off.
Have it on the TV. 2021.
I know. TVs are dirt cheap.
Sorry, TVs are like, you know.
Yes.
I don't know.
This is 1985.
Yeah. It's like that skin.
Trinitron.
Right, in Police Academy. The Police Academy 2. I don't own a television. Well, I've never seen a television. Hungry Diane. Shout out to anybody who remembers that scene from Police Academy 2. But it would make it easier if you had something propped up on a tripod, maybe, so that you
That's
don't
true.
Drop your phone.
Yeah, yeah.
I can't even imagine you just holding your phone doing this. That's insane.
It's just like right here.
How are you not going to drop your phone?
I know, yeah. Oh, well, the other thing that I do is I have my iPad... And I'll put a pillow here, and I'll
Holy
put it like
shit.
This, and I'll hold it. I'm working on it, okay, gang. I'm working on it. I get it. I know.
I can't believe.
I know.
Jesus. Well, all right.
I'm working on it.
Yeah, you need. Insert whatever you want after. You need. As far as something to go, if we're going to end it here, this I'm saying ASMR is a tool.
Yeah.
That is a 2021-ish tool, and it is a thing, and you just go on YouTube, and you'll find it. You search ASMR, you're going to see it. You can
Tons.
See a ton of them.
Tons.
Ton of them.
Yeah.
And it's going to be all kind. Japanese kind.
Japanese.
Russian, American, it no matter. And they're going to be doing all kinds of role play and just making noise. To each his own what you want out of it.
Yeah. But you try it out. Like, what's the harm in trying it out, you know, if it works? And then real quickly, I'll just say, like, your sleep hygiene is pretty important. Meaning, like, if you can wear, like, an eye shade when you sleep.
Yeah.
Or get blackout curtains.
Yeah.
There's been studies done, like, even if you...
That's a good one.
Have blackout curtains, your brain actually still picks up the blue wavelength, even with your eyelids shut.
That's a good point.
Yep. So, like, I sleep with an eye shade. Earplugs, maybe. I don't sleep with earplugs because I feel like I need to hear things just for safety reasons.
Oh, gotcha.
You know?
Yeah. Yeah, earplugs are another good one, though, if you can tolerate that.
If you can tolerate that, yeah.
That does work.
Another thing, too, is you want your room to be cold, actually. If it's too warm, your body actually doesn't like that. It's preferable to have a, actually, cold is best. Cool is better.
Oh, right. Nobody wants to be sweating in the bed.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. But you actually want to be cool enough that you want, like, something covering you. Yeah.
Right.
And then, like, I just read that you should be wear socks. Because it's, I don't remember exactly why, but it signals to the brain.
Well, feet get cold. Feet carry out and catch a lot of stuff.
Yes. Yeah. I think, yeah.
So,
yeah.
There's that, right?
Exactly. Yeah.
So, that's a good one.
Yeah.
As far as socks go. As far as clothing goes, go pertaining to the weather. I mean, that's really all you can say with that. I mean,
yeah.
If it's cold and you're cold, bundle up.
Yeah. Yeah.
If you're hot, don't bundle up.
And get a fan or something.
Then there's that.
Yeah. Yeah.
Get a fan. I mean, these are probably obvious things, everyone, but is to really put it out there, I think.
You'd be surprised how many people I've told, and they're like, oh, really? I didn't know you should
right.
be doing
and
that.
That's much like the fitness world and much like all of this nutrition world and all of this stuff,
that's
right?
That's a good point.
So you got that.
Yeah.
And I guess that pretty much sums up as far as sleep goes. And of course, we didn't bring up the greatest thing of all.
Love?
At times. We say sleep time's over, but it needs to be done. You didn't catch on to that.
I didn't. I'm kicking myself for that.
It's a program.
Okay.
It's a program.
Okay.
So the sleep time is quite possibly not over for the entire duration. We could maybe make a sleep time ASMR, meditation.
Mm-hmm.
Everything that was mentioned.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Just trying to end the show out. As we get darker and darker, and then Summer's gonna put on her goggles because she wants to get rid of the light.
It's too bright in here.
The light is coming.
Oh, that's perfect.
Now you see Summer's with the goggles. Don't go into the light, Caroline. When it was dark, then I create light. The full I full score. Yes, I full score. I full score.
I couldn't do that. I was.
I am happy with the path that I've chosen. You bitch.
You bitch.
God, we never end these shows properly.
No.
So I just will say, whoever's out there, aka Mrs. Drizzy,
if and you can Matt.
And Matt. If that's his at, that'd be great. At and Matt.
Oh, I wish it was.
Get another email account and write a review on iTunes.
Yes.
And then the commentary that you're going to be putting on there is going to be that's all you have to do.
And it's spelled P-S-S-T. P-S-S-T.
It's all subjective at this point. So please, I hope that you're watching or perhaps listening to this at night, because I'm going to end just talking like this and just saying, hi, guys. I hope you enjoyed whatever the hell it is we do with this episode. Summer's going to edit it. And then she's going to probably tumble. And tumble again.
I'm done.
And post it like 20,000 times. So you better, please, humbly, for the love of God, email her. Swayze808. Sleep time's over. You're supposed to say something.
I know. I was sure what to say.
All right. Good night, everyone. That's it. That's it. Sleep time's over is the show. The show's about sleep. Go figure. This show comes out on Friday.
Yes.
There's a hip-hop show on Thursday.
There is.
This comes out after Girls' Day, but I'm doing a Girls' Day show that you're not going to know about until it's going to happen on Wednesday, but then this show comes out on Friday, and you're going to be like, hey, that happened already.
But you can always catch it on Sleep Time's Over show Instagram account.
Yes.
After that.
It is already going to be
That's
uploaded
what I do.
When you see this. Yeah. I really don't know what you do, but yes, that's going to be. I really, sincerely, truthfully don't know what you
Nobody
do.
Nobody does, okay?
Yes, I got it. All right. Happy sleeping, everybody. Good night.
Oh, get your merch. I can't really see here.
Can you see it? Just stand up.
It's hard to get up.
That's what she said.
Hi-yo! Sleep Time's Over. Sleeptimesover.com.
Yes.
Get all your merchandise needs.
And that's it.
Okay.
Get out of here.
Yes. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
As always, we will see you next week. And wash your damn hands.